Chapter 42, Healing. Please review Chapter 34 in Healing Power Revised, pages 469 through 478. Following are some additional exercises. Exercise number one, Spiritual Chiropractor. We want to reduce reactivity, the pain we add to the inevitable suffering of life. We can locate this reactivity in the six tools that become barriers described in Step 5 in Healing Power Revised, pages 56 through 68. When the tools are in alignment, they are our best friends, powerful allies that help us achieve our goals. Following is the tools in alignment. The mind is positive, calm, focused, brilliant at solving problems and shaping meaning. Emotions are a source of self-knowledge. Desire is good for health, prosperity, and success. The body engages life. It is the doer of all of our activities and the source of our potential liberation and enlightenment. Activity is wonderful for work, recreation, sports, culture, hobbies. And the ego is good as it helps us establish our place in the world of work and relationships. When the six tools are out of alignment, they become our worst enemies, a source of unnecessary and often profound suffering. The tools out of alignment are the equivalent of reactivity. Here are the tools out of alignment. The mind is restless, relentless, has a life of its own. Emotions create high, unnecessary, and destructive emotional reactivity. Desire becomes excessive, leading to attachments and bad habits. The body is heavy, tired, hurts, gets disabled, and ultimately dies. Activity becomes hyperactivity, and the ego creates separation, selfishness, territoriality, and self-importance. Now think of the six tools as our spiritual backbone. When the tools are out of alignment, we become our own spiritual chiropractor. To get our spiritual backbone back in alignment, we give it a whack with a method and a quality. This is the day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat, grind-it-out spiritual work. When we become our own spiritual chiropractor by practicing the methods and qualities, we transform the mind from restless, relentless, and having a life of its own to a positive, calm, focused, brilliant, problem-solving, and meaning-shaper. We transform high emotional reactivity to emotions becoming a source of self-knowledge. We transform excessive material desires, leading to attachments and bad habits, to healthy desires for prosperity, success, and physical and mental health. We transform the body from a source of fatigue, heaviness, hurt, disability, and death to the engager of life, the doer of all of our activities, and the source of our potential liberation and enlightenment. We transform hyperactivity to healthy activity related to work, recreation, sports, culture, and hobbies, and balance that with stillness. And we transform the ego from separation, selfishness, territoriality, and self-importance to the ego that is positive and healthy as it establishes our place in the world of work and relationships. Exercise number three, the ocean and the wave. Refer to illustration on page 209. Think of life as an ocean. On the surface of the ocean are its waves. The waves are sometimes calm and safe, other times choppy, turbulent, stormy, or dangerous. In this metaphor, the waves represent the human condition, the good, bad, ugly, great, and terrible. Love is there in the waves, but it is contaminated with a variety of negatives. Beneath the surface, the ocean is deep, vast, still, and immutable. Consider the deep part of the ocean as pure, unconditional, unlimited love. The goal is to get off of the surface waves of suffering into the ocean of infinite love below. Stillness is the way. In meditation, when we calm the waves, we enter the deep part of the ocean and absorb her nature. In the stillness and silence of deep meditation, love qualities slowly expand until love is all there is. Here we experience absolute safety and protection from the problems of the body and the problems of the world. When we come out of meditation, we give that love to all whom we meet. Exercise number 3, the resentment prison. When hurt, rejected, or abandoned, we feel resentment. Resentment is seductive, difficult to shake. Resentment is like a prison. We keep the provocateur behind bars and throw away the key. But resentment saps energy, adds weight, and feels bad. Who wants to be the warden of such a prison? What to do? Make a list of the inmates in your resentment prison. Now, in a meditative state, visualize the inmates in their cells. Now fill those cells with respect and understanding, compassion and gentleness, tolerance and forgiveness, kindness and spaciousness, mercy and light. Notice how these healing qualities dissolve the bars and walls of the prison, thus liberating the inmate and the warden from the bondage of resentment. Love qualities heal the inmate and the warden. Visualize yourself and those released in harmony and peace. What warden? What inmates? What prison?